Hello and welcome to the Friday, June 29th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday I talked about Port 79, these odd packets that caused a spike in our data for the finger port. Now, that didn't really make sense. Why is someone looking for Port 79? Well, today we got another port, and this port makes a lot more sense, 179. Now, maybe the 79 stuff was just a typo. We don't really know because we never really got complete payloads. Now, with the 179 traffic, we do have payloads. 179 is associated with BGP, the Border Gateway Protocol, which is the predominant internet routing protocol. Now, the packets we have seen essentially try to open BGP sessions with random routers. However, any halfway sanely configured router should not accept these requests. You typically have to enable this on the target router to accept a session from a specific IP address. We don't really see any evidence of spoofing here yet, but of course, that's still a possibility. If you do have any of these packets, we do really like to have a little bit more diverse payload data to see if they change the exact message from router to router. So far, there's also no evidence that really only routers are being targeted. It looks like these messages are really sprayed at random. Then we got a couple of listeners from Germany. German Telekom had a couple of cross-site requests for Ching vulnerabilities in its email center. Email center is the web-based email system that German Telekom offers to its subscribers. In order to exploit cross-site request forging, all that had to have happened was that a user of email center is visiting a website that then triggers a request in the user's browser, for example, via an image link while the user is still logged into email center. In webmail systems, these vulnerabilities are usually quite dangerous, in part because users tend to stay logged into their email accounts for quite a long time, if not all day. In order to defend against cross-site request forging, a special token has to be added to each form that's not guessable by the attacker. So by default, most forms are vulnerable to cross-site request forging unless this specific token is being added. And then we got a number of reports with emails trying to impersonate ADP. ADP is a large payroll processor. In particular, at the end of the month, like this week, people may actually fall for these emails. Now, I've never seen ADP sending emails directly to employees. They usually communicate via the HR department of the company who is actually the ADP customer, and then that company would, for example, notify employees of any changes that are necessary to the account. Now, having access to an employee's ADP account doesn't typically allow you to transfer money. However, it is, of course, a rich source for ID theft. In this case, however, I don't think the goal is phishing. The links then lead to the typical malware of the day. And Microsoft experienced a hiccup with Windows Server Update Services, or WAS as it's sometimes called, that caused Skype to be installed on workstations that are patched via WAS. Now, what happened was that, of course, as Microsoft acquired Skype, it sort of added Skype to its portfolio of software. With that, Skype was also updatable via WAS. Now, that's a good thing that you can update it all via one simple step. However, last night, Skype was installed on machines that didn't have it yet installed. It was supposed to only be updated on machines that had an old version of Skype installed, but with this configuration error, all machines got a Skype version 5.9 installed last night. And then if you didn't want it installed, of course, now you had to manually uninstall it again, which is a big pain. This has been fixed by now, so you shouldn't be experiencing this issue anymore. And while we're talking updates and making them easier, Secunia did release a new version of its PSI product. I find that a great little tool in particular for home users to keep their systems up to date. The new version really focuses more on usability and such. No big security bugs that are being fixed in this new version, at least not yet. So if you're running Secunia PSI, take a look what the new version has to offer. Well, this is it for today. Just as a reminder, next week, of course, Wednesday will be July 4th, which is a holiday here in the US, and we will not have a podcast for July 4th. The other days around it, there may be one or two podcasts missing if there's not enough news happening. Typically, the week of July 4th is rather quiet. So we'll see what happens. Well, anyway, thanks for listening, and talk to you again on Monday.